right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And he's back. Robert Miranda Flack. How you doing, my friend?
How you doing?
Man, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Been pretty busy traveling around trying to help out and do what I can to keep this issue alive in other parts of the country. Just actually was doing some work with some folks in D.C., so we're good.
You know, man, you and I actually going back to an article July 13th in Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it was talking about the fact that Wisconsin will receive $79 million to replace lead pipes. And you can say, wow, $79 million. They're getting it, Robert. They're finally getting it. They're going to put $79 million in the lead pipe issue. And it states that there's 40% of the homes in Milwaukee have you know, lead pipes, and then you think and you say, man, 79 million. Well, that's across the state. And
yeah, that's not a big pot. And then it's disconcerting because the idea that this is going to be the kind of godsend we need to address this massive issue is really a dog and pony show being put out there. This thing requires not only more funding, but it requires leaders that have creative ways of coming up with more creative financial ideas on how to bring in the money that is needed to address this matter, especially in the city of Milwaukee.
Man, you know, it wasn't that long ago, with a lot of fanfare, Vice President Kamala Harris came here, and she talked about replacing lead pipes, you know. And man, the fanfare and all, you know, Vice President Kamala Harris is here. They're going to address the lead pipes.
Right.
Man, you know, man, you just...
You know, she did that tour in other cities too, right?
Yeah. I mean, Robert, it's cynical. You become cynical because we're dealing with... in the program I'm running, we're dealing with 200 young boys. And you can kind of sense that many of them have been poisoned by lead.
Exactly.
You can see through their behavior. You follow me? And this impacts and affects their lives forever.
Exactly.
The
lowering of IQs is a irreversible effect of lead poisoning.
You know, and you watch the killings and the young people who are doing the crazy driving and all of those things, you know, Robert, and you can't help but say, these things aren't normal. What's going on, what's happening, it's not normal. And then you realize that every day of their lives, even up to now, they're still drinking leaded water.
Right. And they're drinking it because they have no real knowledge of the danger that this situation poses to their health. Many, many, many families in the city are still not given the information that they need to understand the health effects of lead poisoning as it occurs not only in children and infants, but also as it occurs in adults. And, you know, until people realize the magnitude that lead plays in their health and how that impacts the future of their children and the livelihood of their children. People will look at this in a very nonchalant way and just say, well, you know, the water looks good, the water tastes good, it's sweet, doesn't smell. There's nothing wrong with this water. But the reality is that this is a very insidious poison that is flowing through these, that is tainting the water flowing through these lead pipes. And we have city leadership, which maybe 6 years ago really didn't understand this situation until we came along and started explaining it to them. But I would say today they do have a better understanding of this situation. And I'm very disappointed that they do not have a more aggressive plan in place that would provide the same knowledge and information they have today to the rest of the community so that the community can be more prepared to take the kind of precautions it needs to take in order to protect their children.
Robert, when you can't help but look at behavior, and I see it, and it's behavior that we haven't ever seen before. And, you know, there are people who do know that their children are being poisoned by lead, but where do they go, Robert? They can't afford, and it shouldn't be a matter of you can't afford it, so your child just suffers, right? I mean, because that's where we are.
Right. We're there because we have community leaders that are worthless out here, bottom line. Community leaders that are worthless, not putting the pressure on our local government to focus its resources towards making sure that public health is funded properly and that public health is dealt with in a way that reduces this carnage that's going on in our community. We have very weak community leadership. It doesn't want to put pressure on elected officials because if they put pressure on elected officials tend to isolate them and then they no longer get city dollars in their little nonprofit coffers. This is a pathetic situation that we're in this city. When you've got community leaders running a lot of these nonprofits and they're afraid to say what needs to be said to these elected officials to force the mayor and the common council to move resources away from creating more amenities for Deer District and downtown and creating all these beautiful places for tourism and stuff, and to take some of that money and put it into protecting the public health of this city. It's a very simple process, but we have community leaders that are too weak in the church, in nonprofits, even along the activists. I don't call them activists. I call them actorvists. They do not deal with this situation in the manner it needs to be dealt with.
You know, Robert, and as you stated, it's not because they don't know now, because you and others at Plaque have done an outstanding job over the last 5 years or so in making sure that people know about it. And so here's the other side of it. How can you, on the one hand, Robert, keep saying we need more police, we need to spend more money on law enforcement, and as if that somehow is going to be the answer, when more and more generations are being poisoned and behavior is going to continue in the way that it's going to continue because children have been poisoned, they continue to be poisoned, you're never going to be able to have enough law enforcement. You're not going to be able to afford enough law enforcement to deal with the aftermath of what happens to children who've been poisoned.
But it's easier to come out with those platitudes than it is to be a thinking, creative, visionary leader. And, you know, most of these leaders in City Hall and the Common Council are used to just coming in, sitting in the office, chilling out for a little bit, having a good time, and go home, and then go out and attend whatever they got to attend the little festivities, little fundraisers, little steak dinners. They, you know, you need leadership at City Hall that is willing to get into the trenches and deal with this matter at the most fundamental root cause level and get the resources to those areas that need it the most. And that's not going to happen until you have leadership in the community that forces them to do that.
You know, Robert, it's not enough to say we don't have the money, right? That can't be acceptable.
No, it isn't, because we do have money. They got the money. They wouldn't be throwing money at building new stadiums, building new arena districts. And look at all the construction going on along the lake. They got the money. They just feeding that money to billionaires that don't need the money, who want to create and build new profit centers for themselves. That's what's going on.
So my guess is Robert Miranda. He is with Flack, Fresh Water for Life. Our phone lines are open, as always, at 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.